You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
People of the New Japan Pro Wrestling fandom, this is your good friend Curtis Spears back at you with my first solo effort in this year's G-Wondering for the G1 Climax 34, and man, it was a good show. I'm going to go ahead and bring it up right now. The crowd was a little dead. There was a definite banger on this. There was a couple, but there was a definite, like, match of the tournament caliber banger on this show that probably could have been a 5-star or more if the crowd had been a little bit livelier. And it sucks to say that the crowd determines how far a match will go, but like, you can only do so much while the crowd is kind of sitting on their hands a little bit. And I mean, the wrestlers did their best to pull it out of them. We'll get to it. I just think that the wrestlers deserved a better crowd for this, but we'll get to that. Let's go ahead and talk about the block matches. There were undercard tags, of course. The undercard tag that kind of popped me a little bit was Jake Lee and Gabe Kidd teaming up before their match. I mean, they are both still war dogs at this point, but I think they're definitely on different ends of the spectrum, if you know what I mean. Like, Jake Lee is definitely not getting the same sort of attention at the moment that Gabe Kidd is. Jake Lee doesn't have the same sort of vibe at the minute that Gabe Kidd does. And it's kind of an odd pairing. But I mean, they're same faction and they're in the same block, so that's just the way it goes. We'll see if maybe this lead to anything. There was definitely a moment where they kind of stopped and shared a sideways glance a little bit. So we'll see if maybe that comes to something a little bit later on down the line. Getting into the block matches. The first match of the night was Hirooki Goto and Bolton Oleg. Hirooki Goto is the third round, I believe third round pick for Rafe's West Coast Captains, named for Captain New Japan, everyone's favorite superhero. And I have Bolton Oleg in my team, the British Beefcakes. He was one of the two that kind of influenced that name. And this was the kind of match I fucking love. Big boys doing big boy things. Bolton, I was listening to We Work Stiff, and if you don't listen to We Work Stiff, fucking why not? I love We Work Stiff and their stiff tips, and their stiff draft. That's where we got these teams. Let's take a second, talk about We Work Stiff. They're great. You ever watch those YouTube videos where they like break down a movie and they show you like the subtext and everything like that that's really coming through in the movie? That's what they do for wrestling. It's fucking brilliant. Sometimes they'll draw conclusions that I have no idea where they came from, and they're 100% right. They watched a wrestling good. You feel me? Anyway, we did the draft of teams for the Stiff One Climax. I drafted Bolton Oleg in the third round. I thought he was the steal of the fucking show when he came out on the first night. He did lose to Hanare, and now he has lost to Goto in 10 minutes and 17 seconds. Goto, you know, he's the old man. here. He's the lone gunslinger on his final adventure into the Old West. There's a Superman comic where Superman meets up with a group of superheroes called the Authority. And the Authority are these new and up and coming superheroes, and they're like not afraid to get a little bit dirty and things like that. And Superman's the last one of the old guard, and he kind of has to show them the way. He has to say, like, guys, you can't be as wild and as crazy as you are right now. You have to have the heart and the soul of someone like Superman. And he's 100% right. And that's Godo. Godo is 100% Superman to the young kids, to the Uemuras, to the Shodas, to the Tsuji's Authority. He's the wall. He said so himself in his backstage comments after the match. He said, these kids, he has no problem with the kids coming up and taking over. He says, but they need to struggle. You can't cut open I'm editorializing here. You can't cut open the caterpillar's cocoon so that the moth has an easy time coming out, because then the moth won't survive. The moth has to struggle against that cocoon to open it, to strengthen itself. And that's what Hiroki Goto wants to be. He wants to be the wall that separates them from their future, so that they have that struggle, so that they have something to get over, to prove themselves to themselves and to the fans of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And he's taken it upon himself to put the old guard on his burly man shoulders and block the path, not to stop the young ones from achieving, but to strengthen them along the way. And I fucking love that, man. So that's 2 points for Rafe over me. Sixth match for the night was Jeff Cobb and Ren Narita. Again, me, Jeff Cobb on my team, and Ren Narita on Rafe's team. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. Cobb's got this. 12 minutes and 3 seconds, Ren Narita wins with a double cross. That's all the people I had for tonight. I zeroed out my points. So we'll see how that affects the standings for the Stiff One Climax. The British Beefcakes, 0 out on night 4. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. So yeah, Cobb beaten in 12 minutes and 3 seconds. Ren Narita might have a chance to go ahead and just challenge for the TV belt. I know afterwards Cobb was saying, hey, you don't deserve a shot at my TV belt. You're a cheater, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, record book still stands, right? And it's funny because that TV belt, when it was first introduced about a year and a half ago at this point, that TV belt was, it was the Ren Narita tournament. Everyone kept saying, oh, this belt is meant for Ren Narita. It's supposed to be a young man's belt and he's going to get it and establish it. And he hasn't touched it. I'm kind of wondering why. Maybe he brings a little bit of that gold to the house. Or maybe Jeff Cobb burns the entire fucking thing to the foundation. We'll find out. I'm excited for that. There's a couple of picks for after the tournament that are coming down. What everyone's going to be doing in the fall. And Rafe ran through ours in our best case, worst case. Like, who would you like to see challenge for the belts that are up in the tournament later on down the line? I don't remember if we said Ren Narita for the TV title, but I think it's only appropriate. Next match, El Phantasmo versus Yoda Tsuji. 18 minutes and 12 seconds. ELP on the fucking board, y'all. He finally got a little bit of a smile. Now, I'm going to say this. During our night 1 and 2 retrospective, G-Wondering number 1 for this year, I took a moment to talk to ELP about how we believe in him, even if he doesn't believe in himself. And he DM'd us and he said, you know, thanks, I really needed to hear that. And I just want to say, I told you,
I told you, ELP.
You got it, buddy. You got it. You did it. Good job. Thumbs high. You know? Like, we told you could do it, and you beat one of the overall favorites to win this competition. You know? You're only 1-2. Yoda Tsuji's 1-2. You feel me? Like, Ren Narita, I think, is... No, Ren Narita's got 2 wins. Jeff Cobb is 1-2. You know, Bolton Oleg is 1-2. You've got this. You're not behind. You just had a slow start. David Finley is 1-2. You've got this. You've got this. You can do it. So the next match. Well, the final was when we really got to talk about. The next match was Henare versus David Finley. 16 minutes and 5 seconds. Finley wins with the overkill. This match was badass. These two know each other so well. They've been destined to do this forever, man. They've been injured together. They've been trained together. They've had shaved heads together. They've been in the dojos together. These guys have come up for over almost a decade in this particular company, not just as a business, this company for like 8-9 years. Okay. And, you know, they're both finally starting to hit a big stride after pauses and issues and stutter starts and fucking global pandemics. Holy shit. So when we finally see him in the match, David Finley does win. And I think that put a little blight on Henare. But if there's anyone that's going to fight back from that, it is the Face of Fear. Now, when you have someone like David Finley starting 0-2, another dude who we think has the possibility to win this title or this competition. Wow, really? Fucking where did that come from? 0-2 to start. And then he pulls this one out clean as a sheet. Like, that's the thing. I think that David Finley is starting to turn the perceptions around. People have been saying for years, oh, David Finley's a second-rate Jay White. If you're still thinking that, you're not watching. You don't pay attention. You didn't pay attention to David Finley, or you didn't pay attention to Jay White. One of the two. Finley doesn't wrestle like Jay White. Finley doesn't wrestle like Kenny Omega. Finley doesn't wrestle like Fergal Devitt. Finley does not wrestle like AJ Styles. Finley is something completely different from what we've seen from those guys. And it is exactly what the Bullet Club needed. The Bullet Club for a long time was the NWO late in the run of WCW. There was a bunch of core guys,
the Elite,
and then there was a bunch of fucking also-rans. And David Finley said, no more of that. We don't need fucking 48 people in the ring. Give me 4 dudes and Gato, and I'll make one of the baddest ass factions in this fucking company. And he did it. He fucking did it. Like, pare it down, cut all the fat, bring gold or bring bodies. And David Finley has reestablished Bullet Club with the War Dogs. He may not sell the shirts in American shops like Hot Topic, but you know what? He's making for a fucking awesome, awesome product to watch. And I love that. Now, is David Finley going to bother challenging Henare for the never? I don't know necessarily. The white belt seems like they're positioning it to be the number 2 belt in the company. And I'm down with that for sure. But you know, let's not put the never down. Like, the never is the fucking bad boy title. Never is the fucking big man slapping meat title. And, David Finley certainly fits into that mold. He's power bombing motherfuckers. He's, you know, he's doing all sorts of big suplexes and things like that. Could be really cool to see David Finley with the never. Is it a step down? Maybe. Or is it just a change in philosophy? Guess we'll find out later. Final match of the night. And boy, let me tell you what. This one was a fucking thing. Yuya Uemura coming in on 2 wins, no losses. Yuya. Undefeated so far. Holy shit, buddy. coming in against Takeshita. Two wins and no losses. Oh, it's that kind of show. Okay, okay. 23 minutes and 11 seconds. Yuya, Heatstorm, motherfucking Uemura wins with a deadbolt suplex over Takeshita. Now, Takeshita is not going to be taking a lot of pins this tournament. He is not going to be taking a lot of beatings. He's not going to be taking a lot of falls in any way. And for Yuya to get one, not just get one, but to get one clean as a whistle. Cleaner than your fucking uncle's church shoes. Okay? That was awesome. Yuya is such a prize. Like, we all saw him as a young lion, and we all said, this dude is going to be something fucking special. They've compared him to Ricky Steamboat. Ricky Steamboat's one of the top wrestlers of all time. Like, one of the most athletic, one of the most gifted, one of the funnest to watch, and one of the best baby faces ever. If Yuya Uemura is half of a Ricky Steamboat, company saved. New Japan is saved. Put it on fucking on Yuya's shoulders and fucking let him go. This kid got it. We all saw it years ago when he went off for excursion. He came back and maybe there was a stutter step when he came back a year ago. Or maybe they were just saying, give it a minute. You know New Japan. Give it a minute. It's okay. Let everything calm down. Give it a minute and then we'll see. I can't say enough about this match. Again, the crowd was so, it was a poor crowd. If the crowd had even been halfway amped up, this could have been easily match of the tournament so far. And I hate that I don't have either of these guys on my fucking team. And Yuya went in the final round. Yuya was the person who was selected right before I took Evil at number 20. I would so much rather have Yuya right now. Oh my God. So this was kind of an own goal for Josh. Josh has got both Yuya and Takeshita on his team. So he was getting 2 points no matter what. I think choosing four dudes all in the B block for his draft. He's kind of, like I said, cannibalizing his own points. He's going to get 2 points from two guys each night. And hopefully more, but there's going to be nights where he's only going to get 2 points because those four guys are all facing each other. You got to diversify your bonds. You know what I'm talking about? So hopefully that will help us, Rafe and I, pull ahead. Let's see. We'll take a look at the Stiff One standings as it goes right now after night four of B block action. Currently sitting in last is Dave at 12 points. Now, that's still pretty respectable. There's not a huge difference at this point in the tournament between the very top and the very bottom. Sitting third with 14 points is myself and the British Beefcakes. Next up was Josh's 16 points. So he has come from 10 points to 16 in the passing of one night. So maybe I need to shut the fuck up about how he made his selections. And finally, sitting on top of it all with 18 points is Rafe and his West Coast captains. Now, I just need Naito to knock it the fuck off with this being washed thing. We all know that you're faking it, Naito. Okay? Go fucking start rolling people up. You can do an entire fucking tournament full of roll-ups. Knock it off. Okay? Just start rolling people up and get me my fucking points. My number one overall draft pick. Anyway. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for G Wondering. I've rambled enough. I got to go feed the puppies. They're starting to cry at me. So if you want to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, it's ItchyBonSweet. If you want to follow Rafe on Instagram and Twitter, it's FacesFeelsCast. That's also the name of his other show where he interviews independent wrestlers from around the world and gets to show you a side that they don't really put out there in front of the cameras. He gets to show you the real them, and it's really nice to get to know someone so you can become a fan of them from more than just who they are in the ring. You can get to become a fan of the person behind the curtain. And if you want to find my other show, it's the Throw and Dice podcast where we talk all about tabletop role playing, tabletop wargaming, and things like that. And if you want to help us out, maybe you like the content we put out, maybe you like the sound, the timbre of my dulcet tones and my humorous oratory, and you want to help us out, well, you can go to patreon.com/countoutpod and you can donate a couple of bucks here and there and get extra shows from us and extra shows from all the other creators on the Count Out Podcasting Network. We really appreciate that. And you help a lot of cool wrestling podcasters do a lot of cool wrestling podcast things. So thank you very much. Check out We Work Stiff. If you want to really deep dive into the character and lore of different New Japan wrestlers, if you want to dissect their matches and their stories like people dissect movies on YouTube, that's the one for you. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, go ahead and check out We Work Stiff. Check out the Count Out Podcasting Network on YouTube, speaking of, because we're growing over there. It's going to be fucking awesome. Get in on the ground floor. That's going to be it for me, your good friend Curtis Spears. I don't have a sign off anymore. I used to when we were Okada Shorts, but now that we're ISC, I don't have one yet. So I'm just going to say thanks for checking us out. Thanks for telling a friend.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hey, have you guys heard of the new show on the Count Out Network, the Ichiban Sweetcast?
It's the brand new Japan Pro Wrestling Podcast starring the International Wrestling Grand Prix. That's me, your good friend Curtis Spears.
And me, your bad friend Rafe Hewson. And we're here to talk about everything New Japan Pro Wrestling, reacting to everything, getting worked up, getting very happy, sometimes crying. Kind of like something else we used to do, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the old Okada Shorts podcast, right?
Ah, that's right. And if you love that show, you're going to love this show because it's exactly the same show.
Yeah, we just had to change the name.
Yeah, we did. But you can check it everywhere on a social media handle that we haven't made yet.
Yeah, we're really new to this. So what you can do is search on your favorite podcast catcher of choice. Look for the Ichiban Sweetcast.
Sweetcast, Ichiban.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.